Yes, folks, relief from fun to bad poetry is here. Pastor school has recently ended at First Baptist of Hammond, Indiana. It always evokes a tearful sentimentality about the place that works people to death, humiliates anybody not cunning enough to figure out how the game is played, and worst of all, gets the men reciting and longing for Jack Hyles' awful poetry. I remember one graduate who was charged by other men for gross sexual sin on the original Fighting Fundamentalist Forum, who would write poetry back at them in his own defense, a horrible mix of ghastly and hilarious. However, in honor of Jack Hyles' poetry and all his many imitators, I have devised the following products. Jack Begone, cure for nausea from Hyles' poetry, relief from all fundamentalist versification. No need to toss your cookies after the latest exposure to such verses as, "He walked away, his little heart broken. I didn't realize how harshly I'd spoken." Now you can find quick relief. Order a bottle, or two or three if you read the Fighting Fundamentalist Forum, of Jack Begone, the stomach remedy for all side effects induced from reading Jack Hyles' poetry. Also good to cure effects of Lester Roloff's of singing, any poetry written by a fundamentalist pastor, long disputes about slacks on women, and anything written by Guy Beaumont. Order yours today. So hold on to your stomach, folks. If you think I am kidding, here's a sample of three stanzas from the record-breaking, awful poem titled A Pastor's Heart. In it, Jack manages to cover how much work a pastor does, how little thanks he gets, and how, if Jack helps others, God will help him, thus combining whining self-pity, slavish self-devotion, and bad theology. This thing goes on for 29 stanzas, so here are just the first and last few. "I have a burden, Pastor, that I'd like to lay on you. I listened, though he never knew I had a burden, too." Now I've snipped 26 stanzas that go on like the first. "My sickness now hath turned to health, and trust replaceth fright. Assurance covers all my doubts, my darkness now is light. I heard a voice from heaven say, my child is always true. When you take care of others' needs, I will take care of you." Here's another great one about Dave. You know, wife abusing, child beating, adulterer, and pornographer Dave Hyles. In honor of his only son, Hyles wrote, "It was the week after Dave had been married. It was easy to cry. It was difficult to go into his room. It was also difficult not to go into his room. Sitting at his desk, I wrote this poem as I remembered, .. and remembered, and remembered." You have to wonder if he remembered that he never went to Dave's basketball games or spent any time with him. Did he remember that he taught Dave by example how to have a successful extramarital affair? "At last, his room is neat and clean. No clothes are on the floor. The hubcap's gone from off the wall. No marks are on the door. The messy bed is finally made. The carpet's clean now, too. For once the closet door is closed. No underwear's in view." And then again, I've snipped verses to spare the reader. "And how about his preacher dad, the guy he used to fleece? I've learned a truth I've never known. The heel's my favorite piece." It's a good thing Jack Hyles really likes the heel best, because that's what he raised, the heel. I tried my hand at filling in some verses of the stuff Jack left out, like this. "His mom remarks how sad I am and thinks me too forlorn. The truth is hard, but now I see Dave absconded with my porn."